So yesterday, in 45 minutes from Tulsa, this has now turned into over 24 hours from Tulsa, by the way. We sent Tim Robinson to find out about the shop called Clay Clay. I prefer Clay Clay Clay. I think they need another clay on the end of that. The shop is in Bembridge and it's owned by Tim Bristow, and we're going to talk to him a little bit later on. I'll hear from him in a recorded piece from Tim yesterday for the Clay Clay shop in Bembridge. Here we are. I know the song was called 24 Hours from Tulsa. Here we are, 24 hours later. What have you got?
I've finally managed to achieve something on this one after going to the shut shop yesterday. I think I did quite a good job for a shut shop report. I thought that wasn't too shabby, really, in the grand scheme of things. But I do have a nice long interview with Tim, the guy who owns the shop, all about why he thinks clay is very sexy. He's very good at trying to convince you that clay is actually very sexy and exciting. Not sure I was convinced. Maybe you will be, I don't know.
When you say sexy, I'm thinking of Ghost. Was it a case of maybe you on the potter's wheel?
It wasn't that sort of sexy. I think he's more talking design sexy. But at one point, I think he does use the phrase, you could kiss a brick.
Okay.
Or something like along those lines.
Oh, so what have you brought back for us? Should we give it a listen?
Yeah, have a listen. Right, so Alex, our presenter, saw the Clay Clay shop and sort of had a little look in the window and couldn't really work out how you're going to make any money out of it. He thinks that clay's old hat and that people don't want clay anymore, but I'm sure you can prove him wrong.
Well, clay has always been around. I mean, if you listen to Grand Designs, programmes like that, they don't like clay. They don't like bricks because they think they're not terribly environmentally friendly, not terribly green. But the fact of the matter is that clay has been around forever. It's on the beaches of the Isle of Wight. You can make bricks from the clay on the beaches of the Isle of Wight with a little bit of sand added. And it doesn't seem at all sexy at all. Yet it's always been about. And when you have a quarrying operation, which we have up in Yorkshire, clay out of our own quarry, which is where we make the bricks, you're taking the clay out of the ground. The hole in the ground is then being filled with waste. We take the methane gas off that, which will then fire the kilns, which is where the bricks are actually made. So you have a very good circular process. The water comes out of our lake and that is recycled, into as does the sand. And coming out of the chimneys is 99.57% steam. The rest of it is slightly, you know, not steam. So very, very environmentally friendly. And clay is very sexy. I mean, if you were to come to this shop, any of your listeners, and look at the extremely rough, old-looking handmade bricks, pavers, terracotta floor tiles, flower pots that we make. I mean, they're delicious. I mean, you can almost lick the damn things.
Do you want to talk me through what you've got on the floor here? So on the floor, you've got like a little display of various different shapes and sizes of brick.
Well, on the floor, as you walk in through the double front doors, is a display of pavers. There's a lot of patterns on those pavers. You've got upright edgings, which are the edge. You've got a Yorkshire rose. You've got oak leaf, which are a bit like vine leaves, they all join together, and you've got diamonds. Now, those patterns all came from Italian garden designs of the 19th century. We've also got cobbles, and we can make any sort of design that anyone wants, actually. I mean, other products that we've got on here are date blocks, we've got wine stackers, we've got flower pots, half-round coping stones, dog legs, which go around bay windows, if you like, kitchen utensils with chicken brick, pizza bakers. Then you've got terracotta egg racks, and you've got wine coolers, and you've got garlic pots, and you've got garlic graters. We've got in here, which is in two of the windows, are clay brick toy kits, and they come in a kit form. That little house that you see there was made by Izzy and Max and Clemmy, 2 9-year-olds and 11-year-old, because it comes with everything. You've got the little bricks, you've got the roof tiles, you've got the windows, you've got the plan, you've got the board to put it on, you've got the little trowel, you've got the mortar, and everything else. So you actually are making a proper little brick building. And then if you don't like what you've got, you just put it in the bath. The mortar dissolves and you can start again.
Really?
And you just buy more mortar. But I mean, they're toys that were done. J.W. Spears did them round up to the Second World War in Britain, but then they stopped doing them. I mean, the Isle of Wight has got a tremendous history of brickmaking. So there is a tremendous history of brickmaking. I'd love to make bricks on the island, and indeed I'm going to be taking clay off the various beaches and we'll be making bricks out of that clay up in Yorkshire. I'll be putting them back into the showroom. It's an extremely attractive thing to come and look at, and if you like to look at lots of orange things, which is what terracotta is, come and look at lots of orange things.
Thank you to the two Tims there, and we wish him all the best with that.
The British